Cody Boone here with Zach Ridgely, and our topic is, do violent video games have an effect on childhood violence and development? So, Zach, give me a little bit about yourself, about how you grew up and your interest in video games, if you have any.
Okay, well, I definitely do have a lot of interest in video games. I grew up when I was younger with a Nintendo GameCube, which is probably weird for you. You probably never played one of those, but
yeah.
I grew up with that, and I grew up in Baltimore, and in the beginning, we didn't really live in the best type of neighborhood, so we got a GameCube just to try and get me away from going outside all the time, and it was probably one of the best things that could happen. And I just kind of stuck to it like my whole life. I've been playing video games since I was like 8, 9 now maybe. And I've really enjoyed playing video games ever since.
So you said you lived in a little bit rougher part of Maryland. Explain that. Like, what do you mean? Like, you didn't really want to go outside all the time. What do you mean by that?
I mean, yeah, it was like a kind of a worn down, like a lot of just not... A lot of crimes and stuff were happening around there, like, then, and, like, my parents were just wanted to make sure that a lot of it, I was, like, staying safe and staying off the streets at, like, hours that were, you know, not good hours, like, hours at the night when I was younger, like, trying to run around with my friends and stuff, and they were just being smart about it like any other parent really would be, and so they got me that so I could, it would help me pass time when I was, like, just... trying to go run around and play with my friends all the time. So they got me a Nintendo GameCube to try and pass the time. And I think I played that more than I ever hung out with my friends anyways.
Right. So do you remember your first game on GameCube?
I do not. I think, I want to say it was a Harry Potter game because my mom was really, really into Harry Potter. And when she got it, I think it like came with a package where you could get the Harry Potter game for like $10 off or something like that. So I want to say it was a Harry Potter game, but I'm not 100% sure.
So when do you think you started getting into the more... Well, do you enjoy violent video games, I guess?
Oh, yeah, I do. I've been playing Call of Duty for a long time now, and Call of Duty is obviously a rated M game about warfare. And I've been playing that. I've played, like, Battlefield, which is another, like, warfare game. I played a bunch of like comic character games where they consider that violent now too, and so I mean I've played them all and I really enjoy it, and I think they're a lot better than sports games because I'm not really a fan of sports games because I watch sports, and I play sports, I don't really need to play them on the video games as well.
So did you ever play like the Grand Theft Autos and all that stuff where you're the person running around doing all the violence?
I've had my days of playing Grand Theft Auto. I played the one, it was called Grand Theft Auto San Andreas on PlayStation 2. I played that for a little bit, not much, but my mom, it was funny because my mom actually wouldn't let me have those kind of games, but my friend, I used to always go over to my friend's house and he had it and I would just play it there all the time. But I never actually, like, owned one back then until I was probably in high school.
Gotcha. So, you came from a little bit rougher part of Maryland, and you played the violent video games, I guess, growing up. Do you think that the violent video... Are you violent? Do you consider yourself a violent person?
No, not at all. I've never been into a fight in my life, and... I might have a little bit of anger management. I get mad kind of easy, but I don't act upon it. Like I said, I've never been in a fight. Like, I've never gotten in a fight with my friends, never gotten in a fight with my girlfriend, never wanted to actually truly hit somebody for a deliberate reason. So I really don't find myself to be that violent.
So you grew up in a violent area, and you grew up playing violent video games, but you don't consider yourself violent. That's pretty much?
Yeah, that sounds pretty accurate.
So, you don't think that violent video games affect childhood violence?
No, I do not.
Okay. So you said your friends used to play, and you used to play those video games like the GTA.
Yeah, yeah. My one friend was, he was the one who actually owned it, and his parents really didn't care about what kind of video games he got, so.
He's from the same area, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you consider him violent?
No, he's actually one of the most humble people you ever meet. He's like very like, he's kind of like socially awkward at the same time, but like it doesn't, he never ever, like just like me, never got into a fight, and he never really looks mad. Like he always has like a smile on his face. Like, so he's definitely not, he's the last person that I would think would be considered violent on around here.
So why don't you think that violent video games encourage a more violent child if they play video games as a child? More violent video games as a child, why don't you think that translates?
I think because, I mean, in reality, it's virtual versus reality. And just because you get angry that you get killed or something in a Call of Duty game, for example, like, that's really not going to give you a reason to go out and, like, hurt somebody or, like, threaten somebody or something. I think it's more based off of potential, like, something in, like, your head that just triggers at the right time, or it could be just the way, like, you used to, maybe even the way that you were living, like, with parenthood or something like that, maybe.
So you said something about parents, like, parent upbringing. Do you think your opinion is based off your parents' upbringing, or do you think you formed your own opinion about these video games based off your own experience?
I think I kind of based it more off my own experience, because I know for a fact that obviously my parents, when I was younger, they were very skeptical at first about getting the rated M games for their kids when they weren't of age, because you have to be at least 17 to purchase. And I know that they were skeptical at first, but I think it's, if the parent believes that it's not going to really affect the child, then there really isn't a problem with it. I think it's more of like the other aspect of video games, where it's on his actual world, not in his reality world, or not in his digital world, should say. It's like, if a video game is really not gonna, it might anger somebody more, but I don't think it's gonna really trigger somebody to act. Where I think if something around the outside is triggering that on top of getting angry at a video game, then there could be a possibility. But in my personal experience, I've never had that problem. Normally what I just do is throw my controller at the wall and turn the game off.
Right.
But
so in 2017, the most sold video game was rated M game, Call of Duty World War II.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And World War II obviously is one of the most prolific time periods in our history.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that a killing game of like Call of Duty World War II would be the most sold today, even though we know the events that happened and the prolific past that it carries with it? Why do you think that it's the most sold game in 2017?
I think it's because it's popular. Call of Duty has kind of built themselves up as one of the most fun and iconic multiplayer games that you can purchase now on a gaming console. And multiplayer meaning that you can play with your friends and you can play against other people. And I think it's extremely popular because there's not many games out really like that that can challenge you in the way that that video game does. I mean, I bought it and I played it, and obviously it was one of their worst games in my opinion, but it was fun. Like, you got on, and it's a good thing. Like, it's really fun to be able to like get away from everything that's happening in the real world and just go turn your PlayStation on, and you get to talk to your buddies who you may not have seen for a while, or maybe you saw 20 minutes ago, and you get to go talk to them and hang out and like play video games together. And I think that's why it's extremely popular, because the multiplayer aspect of it is what makes everything so much more fun. And now in like the world today, with gaming becoming so popular, it's becoming so competitive, and Call of Duty has a very good competitive edge and system that it's built since the first multiplayer one came out for them in like 2008 or 9 maybe, and I think they've done a really good job with it, and I think that's why it's just so popular now, and all the kids and all the people my age want to buy it and play it just so they have something to do and it's competitive.
On the competitive topic, do you think that the nature of the games being so competitive, do you think that might have an effect on how it goes about bringing violence in people? Do you think that when a game gets more competitive, it tends to be more like it gets people on edge and makes them act differently? Like, do you think that brings out the violence in people?
I think it can and can't. I mean, take it this way. When you're playing a competitive video game, it's almost identical as to playing a competitive sport. Like your adrenaline is going to get going, like you want to win, and winning is everything in on the field playing football, or on the field playing baseball, or playing video games competitively. Anything with competitive means to win. So I don't think, I do and don't, but competitiveness is just something that's, it brings out the best and worst of different people. And I think that it's just the same as like playing football with somebody. Like if you get angry that you keep getting beat, you might want to like, I was watching an NFL game earlier and the guy just kept getting beat, and he decided to just throw him down, and like he got a flag for it, obviously. But I mean, competitiveness does, like, it can lead to violence, but at the same time, like if you're out there winning all the time, you're not gonna like retaliate to somebody just because you're jealous of them or something, and because you're losing. But if you're winning, like you don't see people like Tom Brady like with violence like that. And then you don't see, there's a couple really good video gamers that I can name, you don't see them acting upon violence when they lose. Like they try to get better rather than trying to inflict damage or violence onto somebody that they lost to.
So a little while back, maybe a month or so ago, there was a Madden tournament, Madden, the NFL football video game. Mm-hmm. And it was, where was it? In Florida.
A mall shooting.
So there was a video game competition tournament type deal, and a player got eliminated from the tournament and came back and shot up the place. Do you think that maybe if he stayed away, I don't know, we don't know if he played violent video games growing up, or maybe he just got irritated that he lost and snapped, but do you think he played violent video games as a kid?
I mean, I think he could have had a chance, but at the same time, I think if you're a professional gamer and you're playing you're playing in a competitive tournament and you're playing in a Madden NFL football game, I don't think you probably were growing up playing Call of Duty. I think because for how many hours it takes to get good at something, like think about how many hours a week a football player puts into his work on the practice field. I'm pretty sure that somebody playing in a Madden tournament probably puts in, and especially if he's a professional getting paid to do it, he probably puts in just as many hours to practice and learn plays and be able to like audible and stuff like that. So it's a lot more involved than people think and understand, and it does take a toll on the body, but
So, how old are you today, right now? How old are you?
21.
Okay, so you're 21, and you played, like, the Mario, I'm sure, when you were younger on the GameCube and all the Harry Potter games and such. But Fortnite right now is kind of running the world. And I know my young cousins are doing the Fortnite dances and all that stuff. And every younger person from middle school to elementary school has seemed to really fall in love with it and become addicted to it. And it is a violent video game. You do run around with weapons and try and kill other players and eliminate other players. Do you think that Fortnite is a harmful game in our society today with how many young kids are playing it and how it shapes the younger kids in our society?
See, I do not. And the reason I do not is because Fortnite did a very good job in terms of putting a rating system onto their games. And like I said earlier, a rating system is when it says it's T for teens, it means 13 and over can play the game. So when a 9-year-old is playing the game, that is more on, in my belief, it's on the parents that for letting them play the game. I mean, and like, it's completely understandable that, like, if a parent's going to let their kid play the game, because, I mean, I did it when I was younger, so I can see why, for that reason. But in reality, like, if you look at it that way, like, the kids shouldn't be playing the game anyways, because it is rated T for teen, and you have, obviously, you have to be 13 at least to play the game, and that's more on of the parents' choices of letting their 8, 9, 10-year-old kids play it. So I don't think that Fortnite is in the wrong. I just think it got extremely popular really fast, and then all the little kids would like beg their parents, and you know how you were. You probably begged for something, beg, and your parents finally eventually gave in. I mean, that's going to happen.
Right.
But the another thing with that game, though, is it is talking about like eliminating players and trying to finish in first and stuff. So it's another competitive game. But there's also really not any, like, blood or anything in it. So it's not, like, horrendously violent like a Call of Duty is. And so I think they did a really good job with that, too, along with making it the T grade for the rating system.
So Fortnite is animated, and the Call of Duties and all those games like that are more, look realistic. They're more real humans running around and looking less like cartoons and more like actual people. Do you think the video games that are more realistic have more of an effect than the animated games? Or do you think that they have the same effect of no effect?
I still stick with having people, they having no effect, just because from my own experiences, I grew up playing these games all the time. And yeah, probably back then in 2010 when I started playing like Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2, the first two Call of Duty multiplayers in the series, like when I was playing, like, it didn't affect me. Like I said, what I would do is if I got mad or something, I would throw my controller. Like, I wouldn't want to go inflict the violence upon the person that killed me. Like, it's kind of just how it is for, like, any other sport, really, because technically video games in today's world now, like, it's called esports. So, like, it is a sport now. And anytime you have a chance with competitive edges, like, people can get angry or get rubbed the wrong way and think he cheated or something and want to show aggression about it. But in my personal opinion, I don't think it does, just because of how much I play video games. Like, I play a lot of video games. I have always played a lot of video games. When I was younger and one of the first Call of Duties that came out, I would come home from class My parents would pick me up at 2:30. I'd get home at 2:45, do my homework till about 3, and then I'd play. I would literally play video games until 10 o'clock at night. So I have been, I have played a lot of video games, and as of right now, it hasn't affected me. So I still feel like I'm a happy, nice person.
So you grew up in Maryland, and in a little bit rougher area, talking demographically, it's a little bit rougher, maybe a little bit more run down. Do you think that demographics play a role in whether or not more violent video games induce violence and make young kids more violent? Do you think a place like an inner city kid would have more violence because of video games than a kid in a rural suburban street, like a just a neighborhood, like a cul-de-sac neighborhood in the middle of the country?
I still don't think so, just because of it's not the digital world that is what is causing people to do the things that happen now. I think it's more of if you live in a really run down like type area where you're in the streets with, like, just for example, just like drugs or something like all the time, like, and you just like there's no really way to escape it. And I don't think that the video games part aspect of that would have effect upon that. And then another one, like a person that's living in a rural like place, like the kid from the Madden tournament, I'm pretty sure he was from a rural like area, and I don't think it really, the demographics don't really have effect that would make video games involved. I think it's more of what happens outside of video games versus inside the video game itself.
So in Grand Theft Auto, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a game where you have the ability to run around excuse me, and complete missions and buy guns and sell guns and shoot random people on the street and try and avoid police and get away with stuff that is realistic. Like the San Andreas game that you were talking about earlier, it's called San Andreas, but in the game its layout is very, very similar to Los Angeles, California. Do you think that a game like Grand Theft Auto, where it is a more realistic portrayal of what actually goes on in some places of the country, do you think that plays a role in childhood violence and how they view the real world around them?
I think a game like that, like, obviously it probably could, because I mean literally when you play that game, like, you can literally do anything you want, like, as long as you have like money or whatever, or a gun in that game, you can really like just do whatever you want. And it's very, very violent, and it's not good for kids, but it's also rated M for mature, which means 17 plus. And I think that if little kids are playing that game, I think that's, it's obviously it's not good, but I think there could be a way, like, I don't think a little kid is gonna like play the game for a couple hours and then walk outside and try to like steal a car. By no means. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. And even if they did, I think their mom would give them a real hard backhand.
Right.
But I could see how people would say that. But then you can also say that that's on the parents, yet again, because it's rated 17 plus, and a 10-year-old is not 17.
Right.
He's got 7 full years to learn. And if a parent's letting them play that and then they cause something of that, that's more of on the parent than it is the kid, because the kid was shown a game like something like that. I mean, it's like if a kid watches a rated R movie, it's the same scenario, like, and people are just blaming video games for something that happens in the real world too. And like, I mean, I'm just saying it because I'm a big video game guy. I love video games, and that gets on my nerves when people like try to just stop them basically because they think they're too violent or whatever. And I just don't think that it's right, because it's not the, like, that's not the reason. Like, it's more on whether they were allowed to play the game or not. That's one thing. Like, if the kid is 17 and he got to play the game and he tried it, like, that's on him. But I don't know if the video game is the actual reason as to why he would do it.
So a lot of this, a lot of your answers seem like they're coming back to the parenting side of video games and video game ratings and how parents should go about letting their child or children become exposed to different situations with video games, like the Call of Duties and the Grand Theft Autos and stuff. Do you think there's a way for the video game industry to maybe come up with a plan on how to limit exposure of those bad video games to younger kids? Like, do you think there's a way that a gaming system or gaming company can go about limiting exposure to young, impressionable kids? And
Well, in my opinion, the easiest thing for them would be to, like, to say, for instance, Sony, like, on their PlayStations, they have a parental guide set up, just like how a TV does, where you can block channels and stuff. You can, like, go on your child's PlayStation, and you can say the mom wants to block a rated M game. Like, all rated M games, and, like, if the kid tries to play it, he's not allowed to, and then the mom will be able to approve or disapprove if he gets to play the game. I mean, I think that would probably be the best way. It might even have it. I'm not sure. Maybe just people don't use it, but...
Do you think it should be mandatory?
I think in today's world, I think it should be used more effectively, because I honestly don't even know. I've owned a PlayStation for 5 years now, and I don't even know if there's one on there. I mean, obviously, ever since I've owned a PlayStation, I've been of age. Like, I've been 17, so I could buy all the games that I've wanted. But I think it's just, it's a very, very, like, hard topic, and, like, there's really no one truly that you can blame, I think. I think it's, like, the video game industries have to make money somehow, and I think, like, it's not parents' fault either. Like, it's not the kids' fault for playing the game. It's something different, but I think just, and it's just a weird, weird situation, in my opinion.
Do you think parents might be somewhat ignorant to some of the video games and the violence that comes along with them? Do you think parents might not quite know a lot about some of these video games and know a lot about some of these gaming stations and the features they have and everything that affects their children? Do you think that there should be a way for parents to learn about this, or do you think that parents know what kind of video games their kids are getting into and the risks that come with it?
I think they know about, like, the games and stuff, and I think they know, like, whether or not they are gonna want their kid to play the game or not. Like, if it's like Fortnite and it's, like, not bloody and it's just, it's really animated, so it looks like just a cartoon running around, like, I don't think that would have as much effect on somebody. And I think the parents will be a little bit more lackadaisical about it and let the kids play, whereas versus, like, a Call of Duty, more realistic. Like, if a parent looks at it, then I think they're going to be like, okay, no, I don't want my kid playing this game. Or some will say, like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Like, it's no big deal. Like, I've raised my kid. I've taught my kid enough to, like, do something like that. And a lot of times it's just, they just buy it just because they just don't want to hear their kids, like, beg anymore. So I mean, it's really, there's a lot of different factors that go into it, and I'm not going to sit here and blame anybody for any of the reasons as to why it may cause violence or why it may not, but in my personal opinion, I just don't think that the video game itself will cause somebody to inflict violence, true violence upon somebody, because it's just like any other sport. Like, you're just going to go out and try and compete and win.
So, as a last question, as a little conclusion question here, give me one sentence about your opinion and give me a final yes or no, even though we probably have a pretty good idea about this question.
Well, in my opinion, I do not think that video games or that violent video games cause violence, because you can just look at it in any other perspective that you want. Like, if you look at Madden football is considered violent because they have a hit stick on there where you can hit somebody really hard in the game, and it's just like any other video game. If there's anything competitive, that competitive edges lead to violence, and whether or not people control it, sometimes they can't, sometimes they can't help it, and sometimes it's just something that will naturally happen. And but I don't think it's the video game is the actual reason as to why somebody would want to inflict violence upon somebody else.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it. No problem.